High School Football on Kate 98.7.
From Walter J. Hodges Stadium, it's the High School Football Game of the Week as the Granville Blue Aces play host to the Scotties of Tri-Valley here on Kate 98.7. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle. Beautiful night for high school football. And, Garrett, this is a matchup of two teams that have really established themselves in their specific leagues, the LCL and the MVL, the last several years. Granville and Tri-Valley, both teams know how to win. They might be a little bit down this year, but we expect a heck of a contest tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. It should be a great game between both of these teams. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, this is going to be a grudge match, right? Both of these teams have had great success in recent years, and they're both kind of due for a down year, right? So it's kind of, you know, head-to-head who's going to come out on top. Granville only has three returning starters from last year's 9-1 team, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, how they come out, especially since the last time we saw them was against that playoff game against Dover. Not a good game for the Blue Aces there. Kyle Kirby, one of the three returning starters for the Blue Aces. He's my guy. I love watching him play. Committed to go to Colgate next year. He carried the rock all game last week. 205 yards on 34 carries with four touchdowns. So obviously the game plan is to go with Kirby because it doesn't seem like Granville doesn't know who they're going to go with at quarterback. They played two different quarterbacks last week, so I think that's important for them to figure out what they want to do at the quarterback position. Establish, I'd say, a clear starter for tonight's matchup.
They did defeat Marion Franklin 27-12. Tri-Valley got a 48-28 win over Bysville Meadowbrook. And both these teams, you mentioned the playoff loss to Dover last year. The same thing happened to Tri-Valley a week later. The Tornadoes went to Tri-Valley and defeated the Scotties 37-34. So Dover ended both of these teams' seasons last year. Tri-Valley did go 11-1 last season. It'll be an interesting matchup tonight, and we couldn't ask for better weather. So both teams, no excuses. Let's just see who can be the more dominant team. The last 5 years, Granville's record 47-10, Tri-Valley 45-11. That's how good these two programs have been. When we return, we'll hear from Sam Blackburn, a high school beat reporter for the Zanesville Time-Recorder. He'll get us a look at Tri-Valley, and we'll also hear from Granville head coach Heath Hinton. That's next as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Score big on Football Friday night at Whitener's Corner Grill and Pub. Located at the intersection of Routes 37 and 256, just 8 miles south of I-70. Best breakfast around 6 a.m. daily. Fuel up with our delicious pizza, wings, and the famous Andy the Bear Burger. Enjoy daily and nightly specials before or after the game. Heading to Buckeye Lake? Swing by our drive-thru for bait, beverages, and more. Join us at Whitener's Corner for a winning night.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
And welcome back, everyone, as we get ready for the showdown between Granville and Tri-Valley. Happy to be joined by high school's beat reporter, Sam Blackburn, with the Zanesville Times-Recorder. Sam, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. And it definitely was a roller coaster of emotions, more negative, obviously, in this offseason with Tri-Valley, with the untimely passing of Coach Wright. In your talking with Coach West and maybe some from around the program, are they at a place now where they're kind of at peace with the situation, are able to move forward from this real tragic event?
First of all, thanks for having me. I appreciate you having me on. To answer your question, I get the sense that just getting on the field and playing football and getting ready for the season is probably the best thing that could have happened for everybody involved. I know Coach West and Coach Wright were very tight, and so was Coach Linscomb and Philo. I mean, those two, I mean, they probably knew Josh as well as anyone in the coaching circles. So, I mean, as far as the kids, I mean, they ran the gamut. I mean, not only Coach West leave the job to be principal. You know, losing that was hard enough. But, you had Coach Wright in the wings waiting. Everybody loves Coach Wright. I mean, I still have a hard time even talking in past tense about the guy. He's just so beloved. And then when you lose Josh a week after the All-Star game, now you bring Cam back. It's like, I think everybody was happy that Cam came back. That was pretty much the consensus I got amongst everybody I talked to, just having him back in the fold, being the head coach, and keeping the staff intact. That was the best thing that could have happened, at least for this year. So, but to answer your question, that's a long answer. But, yes, I think it's the best thing for him to get back out there and play.
As I've talked to some coaches, they almost have to play so many types of different roles these days. Coach, counselor, sometimes as a parent, sometimes as a friend. And I know that Coach West had to deal, like you mentioned, he was tight with Coach Ray and his own emotions, but he had to be probably more of a leader than he's ever had to be in a head coaching, but again, and some of those other multiple roles. You're right, I think for the players, it was the best thing for him, but it's had to be, difficult for him to be able to work through his stuff while being there for, multiple players needing assistance.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, if you knew Cam, I still call him Cam to this day. I've been with him since he's about 12 years old, but he's a national-born leader, all right? So you take that into the mix right away. I mean, there was anybody to help guide a ship like this, he'll just bury himself in his work and just keep his head down, keep grinding. I've asked him frequently, how are you doing? Are you okay? How's your mental health? I've known the kid a long time. I still call him a kid, even though he's damn near 4 years old. But he's a natural-born leader. He was the right guy for this situation. And I think there's no doubt in my mind, I don't know how great the team will be this year, but I mean, there's no doubt in my mind it's been a memorable season just because of everything they've had to go through together, including him. Because, I mean, this was a very traumatic event for him. He wasn't ready for this. Our last conversation was at the Muskegon Wiccan game. After it was over, I looked at Cam and I said, I said, it's going to be the last time we talked to a while. He said, if we ref talk to you, it'll be because something bad happened. And lo and behold, that's what happened.
Yeah.
To say that stuck in both of us for a while. Like I said, Cam's, you can't find anybody better than Cam West. He'd be like he was a football player, he's a natural born leader, it's the best way I can put it. And the kids are lucky to have him in every aspect.
While this is not nearly as important, you look though at this program and the amount of success that they've had for such a long time now, and they want to keep that momentum going while fighting through this. And to me, very impressive week one, putting 48 points on the board and saying, okay, we've lost a lot, both on and off the field, but this is still Tri-Valley football, and we're still going to perform.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's not forget, they're replacing all but about four starters on the team on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of new faces out there that people probably have never seen before. So, like I said, getting out there and play, just for this group to get out there and play, for real, just to get back to normalcy of, like you said, Tri-Valley football. There's an expectation level. There's a level, the standard is the standard, as Mike Tomlin would say. It's like, you don't want to be that team that brings down the standard. This is going to be one of those years that sort of tests everybody, because there's a lot of new faces and some key positions. And they're going to have to really pull together for this team to be the best team to be. That's why this is a huge game this week with Granville, because Granville's a similar program in a lot of respects. I mean, it took them a while to get that first playoff win, but once they did, they really started to put the pedal down. And I think Tri-Valley's going to find out where they're at this week. I mean, I think Granville probably has a pretty decent idea. This is a game Tri-Valley probably needs to win if they're going to make a real push this playoff month, just because of the way the schedule lays out. I know they're looking forward to it in Dresden.
Hey, Sam, I know you're busy. I appreciate your time so much. Looking forward to this battle tonight. Thanks again for your time.
Well, Coach, as we get ready for game two against Tri-Valley, let's go back and look at game one. Some will say maybe a slow start, good strong second half, and you guys put away for a good solid victory.
Yeah, it was nice to see our kids. We got a lot of new kids out there, new faces out there playing. Maybe it's kind of sat behind some people last year, sophomores or juniors, and just get those guys, varsity game reps, and then put them in on a varsity field on Friday night. It's a little bit different than than scrimmages that we had earlier and stuff like that. The excitement was there. Man, our crowd is awesome. We had our youth football team there. We had our junior high team there. We were honoring our veterans and our first responders and stuff. So, what an awesome atmosphere for our week one game. Our side was just packed, and it was really, really, really exciting.
And you talked about young guys. The Hosses up front are all, for the most part, four out of five are new and young, but they really control the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, we do. We're playing, playing some juniors there. We only got one returning starter on the offensive line who kind of got dinged up last year at the end of the year. So it was nice to get everybody reps Nice that we even rotated a couple offensive linemen in there too, to just to see how they'd be on a Friday night. So it's one of those things. You got to get experience sometime. You got to see stuff on film on Friday nights.
What do you look for? Because you always want to say, okay, how does the team after scrimmages and training get ready for week one? What do you look for between weeks one and week two?
I think right now, week one and week two is a lot of growth, so it's important. It's important. And to go back, you got film to watch. You got a week, another week to prepare. You're getting more in the game weeks, and that was the first 5 days. It's 5 day school week is this week too. So yeah, you're used to that and accustomed to, going from school, to practice right after that, or go to lifting and then go to practice. So it's an adjustment, but I think our kids handle it really well. We got five really good captains. One's a junior, and it's nice to get those kids, leading the way, and I think they're doing a pretty good job right now. So our practice has been really good, and they're stepping up their game, and they can get mental reps in practice, by just watching, but you gotta be intentional about that, and get game reps by hopefully the guy in front of you and the guy behind of you are going full speed during practice. So that's really important to us, just for improvement.
I didn't think I could say this, but has Kyle gotten even more intense? Because he's never had that issue of, I'm going to go out and play hard every game, every practice, but he seems to have even maybe turned it up one more notch.
You know why? He's a two-year captain now, so we rely on him a lot, hopefully for that, for a mental push too, when times get tough. And, it did get tough on Friday nights. It was, we were only up 7-0 at half, so I thought our kids were very positive coming out. We talked about some things, and they knew we could wear them down a little bit and out execute them. And some of the phase our special teams did really good. Bodie Shoup had what we call a bunt or an onside kick. It's a little dribbler there, and he just went up and recovered it. And that's pretty good. And then he had a punt. It went for a touchback, and it was a heck of a punt. And I think it hit about the 5 or so. I think we were kicking from our 40 or our 35, and he just nailed it. So he's a big time weapon. So.
Yes, he definitely is. Nice to know you could have that in the fourth quarter if you need it. Everybody has their opinion on a two-quarterback system. You played two quarterbacks in the first week. They, I think, each bring a separate or a different type of skill. So will that continue for a little bit?
We'll see. Every week's an evaluation. It is, right? Every week, and I think, like you said, they both have different qualities. Just trying to figure out which one's going to lead us in the right direction right now, or maybe both. So hopefully, we need to build depth at every position. So that was a good way to do it week one.
Tri-Valley. It definitely was an emotional roller coaster for them in the offseason with the passing of Coach Wright. They bring back, though, Coach West, and 48 points on the board to start week one. They're young, too, but kind of like Granville, there's a culture there of knowing how to win.
When we picked up this game a couple years ago, this is an awesome game, awesome matchup between two pretty good programs. They've done a great job out there for a long time, and has made some runs in the playoffs. And it's one of those games you look forward to, and it's kind of like almost like a big time game, like in college, usually playing about week two. So both of us had kind of a warm up game to get ready for this week, and hopefully be very, very, very competitive tonight.
And I would assume who controls the line of scrimmage probably has the best chance to win the football game.
Absolutely. Now they're pretty big up front. They've done a really good job up front of controlling the line of scrimmage in their last game and in some scrimmages. So I know they like to run the ball, and I know they have a really good running back also that they rely on heavily.
Should be a good one. Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Hey, thank you.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel's Newark office right off the downtown square, or online at hummelgrp.com.
Just like our local teams dominate the field, Win Waste Innovations dominates waste removal. They tackle your toughest disposal challenges with championship-level service for homes and businesses. From residential pickup to commercial solutions, they're the all-pro team you can trust. Score big with reliable local service that keeps our community clean. Visit win-waste.com or call 866-WIN-WASTE. And good luck to all our area teams this season. Go get that win!
listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
We're back here at Granville, and before we hear our national anthem, let's pause for station identification. This is the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254 CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle. And we now have our national anthem. Of a start this evening as some folks being honored here at Granville before we get underway between the Blue Aces and the Scotties. Again, both teams starting off the 2025 campaign with victories. Granville taking care of Marion Franklin here at home and Tri-Valley winning on the road at Fiesville Meadowbrook. And Granville very strong at home over the last 4 years, going 25-3, Tri-Valley 14-5 on the road. So, Garrett, we talked about it in the pregame as Tri-Valley now comes onto the field, but, you know, they're obviously playing with a heavy heart, and they will this whole season. It was great to have your coach who had been with you since 2017 coming back, but can't imagine what everyone had to be going through. You're on break, people are on vacation. Coach West and I know the athletic director were in Florida at the time of Coach Wright's passing. So just to get this team ready to go for a season had to be a huge overtaking for these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to know exactly what everybody, you know, all those kids and the coaching staff went through, but I think, you know, to help make that blow maybe not land as hard as it could, you know, Coach West coming back, I think, did definitely help help this team, you know, maybe manage that emotional roller coaster a little bit better than, you know, maybe if they brought in a, you know, brand new head coach overseeing the entire team. But, you know, I think you can use these emotions too, you know. I'm sure that's what they're doing to their advantage, right? Use it for something to play for, something to win for, you know, in honor of, you know, let's see, hey guys, let's go on a run, you know. You know, tragedy often, you know, when tragedy happens, it sometimes, you know, sparks greatness. So we'll see what the Scotties do here tonight, but it definitely will not be easy for them, though, as, yeah, the Greenville Blue Aces are definitely a hard team to beat here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium.
Granville won the toss. They defer to the second half, so the Scotties will get the football to start this ball game, and they will go right to left. They are led, at least in game one, by a couple of sophomores, Stone Spiker, quarterback, and also Levi Wade, who scored 4 touchdowns in their win over Meadowbrook, is also a sophomore. Bodie Shopes, I would say probably the best kicker in Licking County this year. He can hit them from 50 yards and plus. He will kick things off for the Blue Aces. They are in their blue jerseys and Tri-Valley in white. And we are set to go. Looking forward to this one. Granville and Tri-Valley. our high school football game of the week here on Kate 98.7. We are set, and Bodie ticks things away, and it will sail into the end zone as usual for a touchback, and Tri-Valley will start at the 20. Again, these two teams met just a couple of years ago in the regional playoffs, and it was a barn burner. Granville won by 3, 32-29. Some controversy at the end. Tri-Valley thought a couple calls went against them. They thought they had a great chance to win that football game, but it was a great one to see, and these are the matchups you love to be a part of when you have nearby county rivals getting together, two great programs, and we'll see how this one shakes out. So again, Stone Spiker, sounds more like a linebacker than a quarterback, but he will start in the pistol. He'll hand it off, and that is Levi Wade along the right side, and pretty good pickup on first down. Probably a little bit over 5 yards, call it second down and 5 on the first play.
Yeah, Wade coming in off of a 100-yard gain on 21 carries or 4 touchdowns last week, the victory against Meadowbrook. Looks like Sky's maybe trying to play a little bit of tempo here.
Second down and 5 after the first down pickup. Spiker, and he'll hand it off. Here's a handoff across the 30. That should be enough for a first down. It's Wade once again. So power football, at least starting out here for the Scotties, that time along the right side, and it is just enough for a first down across the 30. So they go quickly again. And now Spiker will hold up, and he'll look at the sidelines for the call. Single wideouts to both sides. Wade is the lone back with a couple up front backers as well. And fake handoff, Spiker will roll, look, fire, and the catch is now, it's dropped, incomplete. Pass was intended for Boston Smith, but it was a low throw, incomplete second down.
Yeah, I feel like both these teams are probably going to at least start this game with similar strategies on offense, mainly going to be a ground and pound, you know, maybe see what we just saw out of the Scotties there, just a little quick 5-yard pass, just try to get, you know, your first-year quarterback, you know, first-year starting quarterback, some momentum to get this game going, and I think it's going to really come down to, you know, what team I think can maintain their rushing attack for the longest and with most success.
Spiker will throw on second down. Fires, that catch is made across the 40 and getting enough for first down up to the 44-yard line is Ryan LaMonica, and he will get about 14 yards and a first down.
Yeah, LaMonica's a big target to have. This is 6'4", 195. Definitely has going to have a good height advantage here tonight.
Actually, they will mark it at the 45, so give him 15 on second and 10. First down, Tri-Valley. We are just underway here at Granville. Opening possession for the Scotties. And looks like we've got official stopping play. And looks like an equipment issue for Boston Shields, so he'll have to go off as the referee stop, and Cohen Moore will come in to replace him. Now we're set, first and 10, Tri-Valley, at their 45. Here's Wade, nice cut. He will get stopped just shy of midfield, gang tackling there by the Blue Aces. So give him 4 yards, second and 6.
Yeah, and Wade, I mean, he's looking like he's got some good patience. He looks pretty elusive, is what I can early impression on him, trying to find the gaps.
Second down and 6. And now Tri-Valley waits for the call to come in from the side. This one is taking its sweet time here. Now we're set. 10 on the play clock. Spiker,
yeah,
and false start. Yeah, motion on a, I think the wide receiver wanted to get a bit of a jump.
Yep.
So second and 6 now becomes second and 11. First penalty of the night. We'll mark it back to the 44 of the Scotties.
And those kinds of penalties too, you know, pre-snap especially, I know drive coaches insane. And when you're primarily, you know, trying to just run the football, too, those 5-yard penalties hit especially harder.
9:20 in this opening stanza. Scoreless, Tri-Valley with the football at their 44, second down and 11. Here's Wade up the gut. Good hold. Gets across midfield into Granville territory. So he gets the penalty yardage back and a couple more yards, and you're at third and manageable.
And to me, the Skies have been doing a really good job running the football. The offensive line's been doing a good job of really neutralizing all the defenders at that first level.
Third and about four from the Granville 49-yard line. Coach Hinton said Tri-Valley definitely bigger up front than us right now. They're doing a pretty good job running the ball. Spiker will throw it on third down, and the catch is made. Once again, that is LaMonica, and he gets it and then knows what to do with it after, you know, the yards after catch. The yak,
yes,
as you hipsters like to say.
Hipsters.
First down, they'll give him about 10 yards, so he has two catches for 10 and 15 yards, respectively.
Yeah, early on here, especially in this draft, this seems to be Spiker's favorite target. And, I mean, I see why. You don't really see, we haven't really seen many 6'4 receivers.
He will look to throw again. He is looking deep for LaMonica. Ball up and incomplete. That was a good battle between LaMonica and then for Granville, Devin Bodle.
Yeah, that was
that's a 50-50 ball right there.
Exactly. That was looking like a 50-50 ball, and it did look like maybe initially LaMonica was just trying to grab it just because he does have the height advantage. But then Bodle, I think, just fighting that second effort is what knocked it loose and saving a touchdown right there.
And he was with him stride for stride on the deep ball. So it's now second and 10 as Spiker 2 of 4 so far throwing the football. You would think they would go back to Wade here, but we'll see. He will get the handoff up the middle. And again, it's a good 4 or 5 yards, giving you a lot of the playbook on third down.
Right, and Wade's doing a good job. But also that offensive line for Tri-Valley, I mean, it's just neutralizing the defensive line for Granville. So you're able to really get, 3-4 yards before Wade even sees his first defender try to, break through some contact.
So from the Granville 34, it's third down and 5 for the Scotties. Spiker gets the snap. Here's the handoff to Wade. He will have the first down. And again, the line doing just enough to push that forward. And that time, Wade probably wasn't touched until about 4 yards down the road.
Right. And we'll see how Granville adjusts to this.
Now at the 26, it's first down. And we're at 7:15 in this opening quarter. Tri-Valley doing an excellent job on this opening possession. This is their 11th play of this opening drive. Spiker, handoff to Wade, right side, makes one man miss, and then squirms from the 35 down to about the 33, so give him four more.
And Kirby tried to get in there. He was the first man in there to make the tackle, was able to slow way down there a little bit, but still a 4-yard pickup on first down is not what you're hoping there for Granville.
So second down and a long 5 for the Scotties. And knowing that you've got your quarterback and running back as just sophomores, Spiker will throw it, catch made, and getting inside the 20 to the 16-yard line. That is Luca Gargas. And it will be another first down as they move it to the 16.
Yeah, just a wide receiver screen. They recognize the cushion that Gargas had. Easy, they're just kind of, picking up. It's a slow and steady type of drive. I mean, this is exactly the type of game, too, you want to play on the road. You're kind of taking the momentum. You're taking the crowd out of the game for Granville on this opening drive.
At the 16, here's Wade on the right side looking to make something happen. Pretty big hole on that right side. I don't want to say it, but I'll say it. I think you and I could have picked up a couple yards on that with that hole. More you than me, but
I was going to say, we'll see. When will we find out, huh?
We will not find out. We will not find out. Give him 5, second and 5 now from the 11 of Granville. Just chewing up the clock in this first quarter. 5:40. Spiker will look to throw. It's Gargas, 10. He's at the 5 and should be enough for a first and goal.
Yeah, and that's just a great play call. Once again, it's just a wide receiver screen. They gave him about 10-yard cushion, it looked like, right there. And when you're getting that much cushion, as a receiver, you know, the coach on the sidelines recognize that, and that's why that wide receiver screen. It's a simple play, but it's been able to pick up nice yardage on both the times they've ran it.
Nothing fancy on this drive at all, but efficient.
Yep.
First and goal, Tri-Valley at the Blue Aces 5-yard line. Here's Wade, and he breaks two tackles. Did he cross the goal line? I don't think so. Not yet. But he made something out of nothing right there.
It's just a wear and tear kind of drive here. Lots of runs, short passes. I mean, just really been wide receiver screens or little curl routes. Nothing over 10 yards down the field.
Give him 2 to 3. Second and goal there. See if they try to do something fancy or just stick with what's working. They're at the Blue Aces 3-yard line. Spiker, handoff Wade, touchdown. 3 yards out, Levi Wade takes it in, and Tri-Valley strikes first.
Yeah, just a handoff up the gut there to Wade. I mean, you kind of sensed it was coming, and it was kind of just the inevitable right there for that drive. Was for Wade to reach the end zone, score 6 on the board, but just a huge, just long wear and tear kind of drive. Chewed up over half the clock here in the first quarter. It puts a lot of pressure, I think, now on Granville's offense because, I mean, the first quarter is practically over. You're probably going to touch the ball one time, so you got to make the most of your possessions.
How about a 6-4 kicker? LaMonica in to attempt the extra point. It is up, and it is good. 4:22 remains opening quarter. Tri-Valley leads Granville 7-0. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Carpenter's Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
16 play, 80-yard drive, capped off by a 3-yard touchdown run by Levi Wade with the extra point at 7-0 Tri-Valley. Nothing fancy at all, but averaging 5 yards per play, they take it right down and score. And Granville will take the kickoff and return it across the 31-yard line. And it was a good balance. 10 runs, 6 throws. So they really did exactly what they wanted to do on the first possession of the game.
Yeah. It's kind of a perfect way to start the game there for Tri-Valley. Especially heading to a hostile environment here at Granville. Those long drives, they let the crowd, the momentum, everything kind of even out here. And now, you know, it feels like, you know, it's been forever, and this is just not your first time on offense touching the football. It'll be interesting to see how this offense responds, you know, especially Kyle Kirby. He was out there for the majority of snaps there on defense, trying to get in the backfield. Now he's going to be asked to probably carry the football a good amount here.
Jackson McMillan will start at quarterback, and he gives it off to Kirby, and he loses 2 yards right on the first play. McMillan, the junior, he did start in the playoff game last year when Beckett Long was suspended, and did start against Marion Franklin in week one. We still might be able to see Parker Costa as well, sophomore, but the junior McMillan gets the first start, and after the initial handoff, call it second down and now two after the 2-yard loss by Kirby. McMillan in the back. He's got 2 wideouts to the near side. Kirby in the backfield with him. He'll get the nuts handoff, hurdles a couple of guys, and turns a negative play into a positive one with about 4 yards.
Yeah, and right here, it's early in this drive for Granville, but you're just seeing, I think, the defensive line overpowering this offensive line for Granville. You know, compared to what we just saw at the offensive line for Tri-Valley, getting huge holes basically every single time that Wade touched the ball. You know, Kirby getting touched, you know, in the backfield on both of these carries here so far for Granville.
Third down and 8. McMillan in the gun. Will throw. Fires, and the catch. Did he hold on to it, Jacob Culver? I think he did. And right at the sticks, it will be enough for a first down. Culver, one of the returning seniors, one of the few starters coming back, comes up with a huge third down catch.
Yeah, and that is a big third down conversion right there. Just not going three and out there. And also, too, a good confidence throw, I think, for McMillan. You know, first throw of the game, and it was completion, and it was for third down. And I think, you know, trying to find Culver is his go-to guy, one of the few returning starters on this team.
From the 42, pass by McMillan, and the catch is made. That's Luke Bossy. So he will get up to the 49-yard line, so give him 8. So back-to-back completions there for McMillan. That's got to help his confidence a little bit. At 2:20, first quarter, 7-0, Tri-Valley leads Granville here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium. Great crowd tonight. Full house on the Granville side, and quite a few made the trip from Dresden over here to watch their Scotties. Second down, McMillan will throw again. Pretty good protection. Now looking, he's got Culver. He makes the catch inside the 10-yard line. Beautiful throw that time by McMillan.
Yeah, great pitching catch there from McMillan to Culver. Culver had everybody beat. No one was in front of him. And yeah, McMillan laying it pretty much on the money right there. And now McMillan getting some confidence, and just that confidence is spreading throughout this entire team. And I'm sure Granville, eyes on the end zone here, trying, I think, to hurry up.
First and goal from the 7-yard line, 45 yards on that pass. McMillan, here's the handoff to Kirby, and he will get inside the 5. Pretty good push by he and the line that time. Short of the goal line, but second down and a short goal. Say, I want to say, what, about the 2? More like three. Maybe the 3.
Yeah.
So second and goal from the 3. McMillan waits for the snap. Hand off Kirby. Pushes forward, but just inside the 2. Between the 2 and the 1, it'll be third down and goal. With just over a minute to go in this first quarter, Blue Ace is trying to tie this one up, trailing 7-0.
And I think right here, just take a breather here for Granville. Slow it down if you can and try to get this one here in the end zone.
Third and goal, just outside the 1. McMillan gets the snap. Kirby, touchdown! Blue Aces! Line cleared the way that time, and Kyle bowls his way in. And 51 ticks remaining, opening quarter. It's now 7-6. Well, you wanted to see how they would answer. They answered.
Yeah, that was a great response there from Granville. Didn't take much time off the clock. Couple explosive plays, couple explosive throws there from McMillan. All comes back down to that third down conversion, I think, that very first third down conversion, because it was looking dead in the water there, third and long, and it kind of was just history from there. So what was clear to me, though, on that opening drive from Granville is they're going to have to definitely mix in the passing attack, maybe a little bit more than they were hoping to, because that their line, at least on that first drive, didn't hold up as well as the Tri-Valley line.
Trouble with the snap, and Bodie Schopes was not able to get it. So it will remain 7-6. Tri-Valley up by 1 with 51 seconds to go. Licking County locker room. Now pay attention, boys and girls. Not this Monday, because we have Labor Day. We'll be with you Tuesday from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark, and we'll be looking at Lakewood and the Lancers. So hopefully you can join us in person or right here on K98.7. Ship Brothers Brewing, Lakewood, Licking County Locker Room next Tuesday at 6:30 here on K98.7. So, 8-play drive, covers 69 yards, and surprisingly, I think, a majority of that, like you said, through the air.
Yeah, so he set up on that big throw and catch from Culver, and really Culver McMillan the main combo picking up the majority of the yards themselves. And I think, yeah, Culver's just got to be that safety net. Just got to be the guy here on offense, really, to help out McMillan. You know, first-year starting quarterback, some throws may not be on the money, but I think it's up to Culver to try to, you know, go off his way, make those throws, help build up some confidence. And so far, he did a great job on that first drive.
60 of the 69 yards through the air on that opening drive by the Blue Aces. The kick will be fielded at the 1 yard line and across the 20 up to about the 21 yard line. And that's where the Tri-Valley Scotties will start their second drive on offense with just 50 seconds remaining in this opening quarter. 7-6, the Scotties lead it. And we talk about the dominance of these two programs over the last several years. For Tri-Valley, since 2007, 13 MVL titles, and how about 8 in a row? And they've had back-to-back MVL titles the last 2 years, 23 and 24. But from 2012 through 2018, they captured league championships. So they know what they're doing over in Muskingum County. They don't know what they're doing on this first play, though, as they have motion by their offensive line. So push them back 5 and make it 1st and 15, second penalty of the night on the Scotties.
Yeah, no need to panic here, though, if you're Tri-Valley. I would just, you know, stick to what you ran on that first drive. Majority of it, you know, picking up majority of the yards on the ground.
And as soon as we say that, they go empty backfield on this 1st and 15. Trips to the near side. LaMonica by himself on the far side, which means one-on-one coverage. Do they try to target him? Do have a receiver in the slot as well. But, and it's intercepted! The pass intercepted at the 22-yard line by Granville. And I believe that was Austin Thompson who intercepted the pass, and it was. Garrett, it was thrown right to him.
Yeah, that was not the best throw by Spiker. I'm sure he'd like to have that one back. Yeah, it looked like Thompson was the intended receiver, yeah, really, on that ball, but just a good job, though. I mean, Thompson, he was in the right place, right time, and made the catch. Now it's up to Granville to turn that turnover into some points. And, I mean, just these last 4 minutes, it's been all Granville. So, you know, Tri-Valley, they played so good on that first opening drive. Now it's really up to their defense to try to see if they can at least force a field goal attempt here.
From the Scotties, 22. McMillan, pass caught by Culver, gets inside the 15-yard line. Good pickup on first down.
Yeah, nice job there on first down, picking up a good chunk, really opening up the playbook here, though, on second down.
Second down and 3 from the Tri-Valley 15. 7-6, Scotties lead it, but the Blue Aces looking to capitalize after the INT. From the 15, Kirby on the left shoulder of McMillan. And he will get the handoff to the right side, looking to make something happen. We'll get to about the 13, might be a little bit shy of a first down by maybe a yard, half a yard. And officials stop play because that's the end of the first quarter. 7-6, Tri-Valley leads it. Back with quarter number 2. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Cheering on your team takes a lot of energy. So when you need to fuel up, either before the game or because you left it all on the field, Bummies on Main is a special place. Licking County's favorite local spot is right around the corner from White Field. It's your home for handcrafted burgers, fresh cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. Eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Oh, you'll be back. Follow Bummies on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main. Come hungry, leave happy.
This is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. Unfortunately, if you are involved in an accident and you make an insurance claim, you may say, hey, I want to go to K-Steps. The bill payer may have some opinions about us. They may tell you some things that aren't necessarily true. Ultimately, we have one boss. We want to serve you as the customer, and we want to do that in the best way we can. Come meet us. Get your own opinions about us. I think that you're going to trust us, and you'll be glad you did. K-Steps Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
We start the second quarter, 3rd and 1 Granville, the Tri-Valley 13. Kyle Kirby gets the handoff and just keeps pushing and pushing and gets the first down inside to the 6-yard line, first and goal there for the Blue Aces.
Nice job from Kirby that time. He just using his size and strength to pick up that first down for Granville. Now they're in a goal-to-go situation.
They'll be at the Scotty 7, which is the amount Tri-Valley has. They lead at 7-6. Just underway second quarter. First and goal, Granville at the Tri-Valley 7. Kirby gets the handoff and flag on the play. Wonder if it's going to be a hold. He got to the 6-yard line. And it is a holding against Granville. Their first penalty of the night, but it's a costly one.
Yeah, holding. Holding when it's a goal-to-go situation, it's a really tough penalty. Not only because now you're 10 yards back, but you can't even pick up a new set of downs. So they'll definitely have to probably test something through the air here if they want to hope to reach the end zone.
They'll mark it back to the 17, where it'll be first and goal there. You got Culver split out to the far side, one-on-one coverage. Do they look and go to his favorite wide out here on first and goal from the 17. McMillan. Nope, it's going to be a screen out to Kirby. 15. Takes a hard hit. He'll get inside the 15 to the 14. So just a 3-yard pickup.
Yeah, that was just a good tackle there by the defensive back. Baker for Tri-Valley. I mean, just hitting Kirby's legs. That's how you do it when you have to take down somebody that's a lot larger than you. So
that's gutsy.
Yeah, possibly saving a touchdown right there.
Because he was just getting ahead of steam.
Right.
Second and goal from the 14. Kirby on the left shoulder of McMillan. Jackson to throw. And it's a screen across the middle at the 10, at the 5, down to the 2-yard line. That's Luke Bossy. His second catch, and it's a big one. And a great opportunity here for the Blue Aces to take the lead, 3rd and goal. And they will put it at the 3-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
So give him 11 on that 2nd and goal pickup. I got to think Kyle Kirby here, don't you?
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Nope, McMillan's going to roll, and that's got to be a flag.
Hit him a little early, a little too early there. And he probably didn't even need to, I don't think. That was just an inaccurate pass.
Yeah, that ball was not going to be caught. The referees are having a conversation, but it was so before the pass, you've got to call it.
Yeah.
And that is what the call is. So Tri-Valley, that's their 3rd infraction of the evening. And half a distance to the goal. They'll repeat 3rd and goal. Now it's Kyle Kirby time. Handoff. House call, Blue Aces. You're not stopping him 2 yards out. And Granville takes the lead 12-7 at 10 minutes exactly, second quarter.
Yeah, and that whole drive was set up by that turnover forced by Thompson. And good job of getting those penalty yards back, too, from the holding. A couple screen passes, picking up a good chunk on both of those. And then, of course, the pass interference definitely helped them out.
They will attempt the extra point. The first one was a bad snap. Schultz will try to get this one through and extend the lead to 6. He's ready. Snap down. That's much better. Kick, no problem. 10 minutes remain before halftime. Granville takes the lead over Tri-Valley, 13-7. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on KATE 98.7.
Are you tired of shops playing guessing games with your vehicle and providing mystery quotes? Yeah, so are we. This is Dan Teakin. At Kreger Tire and Service, we don't sugarcoat it. We diagnose it, fix it, and then we back it with a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Tires, of course, but we're way past tires. Brakes, AC, check engine lights. We handle the real problems. Real work, real people, real results. Kreger Tire and Service were no longer just tires.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
13-7, Granville leads Tri-Valley, and the kick will go into the end zone by Shopes for a touchback. Six plays, 22 yards, capped off by the two-yard touchdown run by senior Kyle Kirby after the interception by Austin Thompson. So you get punched in the mouth to start the game, and you really have come back very solid offensively and defensively.
Yeah, very good response there by the Blue Aces. I was, after that first drive, the first couple of plays on that first offensive drive by Granville, I was getting a little nervous. But they've settled my nerves quite well since then. And now it's up to Tri-Valley. I mean, they're back now into a corner. And I think for them, you know, don't need to be fancy or anything, dropping back, looking to throw like they did on their previous drive. They just need to hand the ball off, try to reestablish that running attack.
And they do give it off to Wade, and Granville doing a better job that time up the middle. About a 2-3 yard pickup for Wade on that play.
Yeah, Blue Aces, a lot better job that time attacking that offensive line, but Sky's looking to hurry up.
Kirby made the tackle. I wonder if he's on both sides of the ball, what, probably involved in 80-85% of the plays, either tackling or running?
Yeah, he's got a heavy workload.
Second down and 7 for the Scotties. Hand off to Wade. And he will get to the 25, maybe 2 more yards. But Granville's front wall doing a better job on this possession. They were kind of were pushed around on that opening drive, but closing things up a little bit quicker. And it's 3rd down and 5. 2 wideouts to each side with Wade on the left shoulder of Spiker on this 3rd down play. 8:50 to go, 2nd quarter. Granville 13, Tri-Valley 7. Glad you're with us on this Friday evening from Walter J. Hodges Stadium. Spiker, I thought there was some movement there. They're not going to call it. And slipping and falling, incomplete. So it'll be 3 and out for Tri-Valley. So since that opening possession, an INT and a 3 and out.
Yeah, momentum has definitely shifted here in Granville's favor. And, yeah, that defensive line, especially there on defense, adjusting and playing a lot better than they did on the opening drive by the Scotties.
LaMonica will do the punting as well, standing at his 12-yard line. Snap is good. He gets it away. Culver will field it at the 38, up to the 45. Midfield, 45 out of the 41, but there is some laundry on the field way back at the Granville 40-yard line. So I got to think it's a block in the back.
It may have just been a beanbag, actually. Did Mark caught it?
Yeah, but there's no... Yeah, you're right.
I think that's what it
here,
is.
Here is.
Yeah.
Okay. So at the 40, and that's good. Because I wonder what the penalty could be, because there was nothing going on at that point. So I stand corrected. Won't be the last time. From the 40, here's Kirby down to the 36 of Tri-Valley. High school football scoreboard show tonight, 9-11. Mark Bruce, Lee Waller on our sister station T100. All the scores from around the area, and a surprising one to start with. Just hearing Amanda Clear Creek leading Licking Valley 14-0 out in Hanover. That's a bit of a surprise. Panthers, yeah. Big win at Sheridan in week 1. Now, last year they beat Sheridan at home, and then West Muskingum came to Randy Boffman Stadium and won in overtime. So maybe it's kind of a situation, I don't want to say a letdown, but still a lot of football to be played there at Licking Valley, but the Aces up 14-0. That score and all the rest of them, High School Football School Board Show, starting at 9 tonight on T100. Second down and 6. Here's Kirby, and he will get to about the 32-yard line, about 2 yards shy of a first down.
Yeah, and that offensive line now, too, for the Blue Aces, are, I feel like they just had to maybe settle in a little bit. They're just building some confidence in themselves as well. Getting some bigger separation holes for Kirby to run into. Now very manageable third down for him here.
Third and 2 from the 32. Kirby on the left shoulder of McMillan. And it'll be a toss to Kirby. He'll have the first down to Moore. 30, 25, 20. Breaks a couple tackles. Still going inside the 10-yard line. And it'll be first and goal, Blue Aces. Give him about 25 on that pickup.
Yeah, and he dragged a defender for about 8 or 9 yards, too, at the end of that one. So, yeah, all he needs is a little bit of room, really. Good blocking there on the near side. And Kirby just found the holes. And, you know, it's going to be tough to one-on-one tackle him in situations like that. I mean, we basically saw him drag a Tri-Valley defender for an additional 6, 7, 8 yards there at the end of the play.
First and goal. He'll get the handoff up the middle and positive yards to about the 5. He just punishes you. He hits you defensively, you're feeling it. He's going to hit you offensively, and you're going to feel it.
Yeah, he's 6'1", 215 listed, and I mean, yeah, he's been basically my favorite player for Granville over the past 3 years. Ever since, I mean, he took a big leap from his freshman year to his sophomore year. Unfortunately, you know, last year, in the end of his sophomore year, just been dealing with injuries. Haven't been able to really put a full season together. I'm sure he's hoping to, you know, close out his senior year very strong, hopefully injury-free.
Second and goal from the 5. McMillan will hand it off to Kirby, looking for some daylight, but good job that time by Tri-Valley. Yeah. They did not allow him to break free, basically back to the line of scrimmage. And it's third and goal from the 5 at 5.5 second quarter. Granville up 13-7, looking to expand that lead. And we'll see what they decide to call here on a third and goal from the 5-yard line. McMillan gets the play in. He's got trips to the far side, one here to the near side, Kirby on the left. Third and goal. McMillan will throw. Looking, now fires in the back of the end zone. He's got a man open, but incomplete as he was looking for Garrett Hannah's there. And just maybe let him a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Incomplete.
I think the play just took a second too long to fully develop there because the pressure was getting in McMillan's face. He had to let it go. If that play, if that route just developed a second sooner, would have been on the money, would have been an easy 6.
So Bodie Shopes is on to attempt the field goal of 22 yards. He is ready. Snap down, kick on the way, and it is good. 5:02 remain, second quarter, 16-7. Granville leads it. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
This is Chris from KSEP's Auto Body. Unfortunately, if you are involved in an accident and you make an insurance claim, you may say, hey, I want to go to KSEP's. The bill payer may have some opinions about us. They may tell you some things that aren't necessarily true. Ultimately, we have one boss. We want to serve you as the customer, and we want to do that in the best way we can. Come meet us. Get your own opinions about us. I think that you're going to trust us, and you'll be glad you did. KSEP's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEP's, quality you can trust.
Now,
back to high school football. Brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
Bodie's kickoff. Surprise, surprise. In the end zone. Touchback. 7-play, 33-yard drive. Ending with a 22-yard field goal by Bodie Shopes. And 16 unanswered points by the Blue Aces has expanded their lead to 16-7.
Yeah, now Tri-Valley back is against the wall here. 5:02 remaining here in the second quarter. This will likely be the last time I'd say they're going to touch the ball here in this first half. And also, Granville will be getting the ball to start off the third quarter. So I'd say a little bit of pressure here for Tri-Valley to at least, you know, bleed the clock or even score here. You don't want to go three and out, get the ball right back to Granville because, I mean, their offenses look pretty unstoppable.
Hand off to Wade on the left side. Breaks a couple of tackles, and he pulls a little Kyle Kirby and gets across the 25 to about the 28-yard line.
Yeah, well, Wade's only a sophomore, and he's running with purpose so far in this season. Listed 5'8", 183, so he's got some couple more years to even improve his game.
I bet he gets up to 200, 210 by his senior year. He's going to be a load.
5'8", it's a great running back size right there.
Yeah, I'm 5'8". That didn't work out too well.
No, you didn't play running back?
Second down and two from the 28. Here's the handoff to Wade, and he is tackled right about the line of scrimmage. Should be enough for a first down. And it is, giving three. So first down there for Tri-Valley. They desperately needed that after an interception and a three and out. And I think you're right. You go back to your bread and butter to start this season. It was him in that first game. First and 10, Tri-Valley just outside their 30. He'll get a third straight handoff, and he just goes with the tackler and takes him up to the 35.
Yeah, I mean, kind of just fell forward for an additional 2 yards, so makes it to now second and 6. So importantly, too, I mean, keeping the clock running here. You got plenty of time here for Tri-Valley. Ideally for them, they want to put the ball in the end zone and head to the locker room. They don't want to give this Granville offense any time, or at least less than a minute, to operate.
Under 3.5, they do have all of their timeouts as well. Fake handoff. Here's LaMonica. Breaks one tackle. 50, 45, 40, and inside to the 38. That's a touchdown-saving tackle by Luke Bossy. And LaMonica again showing his hands and speed, and here comes Tri-Valley.
Yeah, I think what Tri-Valley is trying to do is they kind of lull you to sleep. They try to run the ball 2, 3, maybe even 4 times in a row. Lots of cushion here on the receivers for Tri-Valley. What you see is right after they Spike usually gets the ball, the cornerbacks for Granville back up even a couple more additional yards.
To the Granville 38, it's first and 10. Here's Wade. Oh, he's hitting the backfield. Flagged on the play as Kirby hit him, but he broke free and got down to the 31. Now, should be holding, I'm going to guess, against Tri-Valley, and it is. So after a man, you break a tackle from Kirby and you get about 8 yards and you get that nullified. That's not going to happen very often, and you're not going to be able to take advantage of it.
Right. Well, I think, too, they're upset. It looked like Granville may have jumped off sides.
Oh, they did.
and they didn't get the call there, and so they get a holding call against themselves. So that was just a kind of a nightmare scenario of just plays right there for Tri-Valley.
So it's first and 20 now from the Granville 48. 2:47 remains, second quarter. Clock is running. Granville leads it by 9, 16-7. Because I even think there was contact on that offsides, and the officials did not call it. First and 20. Spiker rolls right, looking, firing, and again, Garrett, you called it the cushion that they're giving right now. Catch made by Julian Fleming. Not that Julian Fleming, but Julian Fleming does make the catch, and a pretty good pickup on that first and 20 down to the 34, so 14 yards.
Yeah.
Second and 6, and taking their time at 2:24. They're saying he went out of bounds, so the clock is stopped. Tri-Valley doing one of those. They go to the line quickly, but then they wait for the play to come in. And here's the handoff to Wade. Not avoiding Kirby and a couple others that time. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it.
Yeah, they'll force a third down, about five here for Tri-Valley. I'm sure they're going to let this play clock go all the way down in case they do are forced with a fourth down decision. But I think, you know, you might throw a screen here depending on the look that they get. I mean, you're still getting about 4 or 5 yards of cushion here for those receivers.
We're under 2 minutes, 1:45. It's third down and a long five from the 34. I think they may call a timeout here because it's down to 3 seconds on the play clock.
Yep.
They're going to have to call a timeout, and they will. So they're at 1:34, probably four down territory here as well, depending on what happens on this third down play. But 16-7, Granville leads it by 9. With a minute 34 before halftime, again, Tri-Valley took the opening drive right down the field. 16-play drive, led 7-0. Granville responds with a touchdown. Then they get the first turnover of the game, which leads to another touchdown. And then Bodie Shopes adding a 22-yard field goal at 16-7. So this is our first look at Granville, and it definitely is a younger team. We've seen them before. Hey, they've lost some folks, and they've just reloaded. This might be a little different, but I'd say I'm pleasantly surprised of how the Blue Aces have played this first half.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. They started off a little rough there, but I think that interception really, made them take off. Forcing that interception derailed, I think, Tri-Valley's momentum, gave the momentum to the Blue Aces. And then, too, I think McMillan, just that first drive, being able to go work their way down the field through the air. You know, I think you're kind of, this has to be the game, I think, where McMillan is the clear, you know, number one quarterback for the Blue Aces going forward.
Third down and 6. Wade gets the handoff. He will not get the first down. He pushes forward to about the 30. Now, Kirby's helmet comes off, so he's going to have to miss this fourth down play, which infuriates him, as you would imagine, because he wants to be in there on fourth down, but the helmet did come off. So it's fourth down and 2 from the 30. Tri-Valley will go for it. And smart move here by Coach Hinton to, I believe, call a timeout and talk to the officials. I also have to say, and Granville does call a timeout, while they missed that offsides, I think they missed another motion on Tri-Valley there. I thought Wade started way early before the ball was snapped, so maybe it evens out. But it's going to be fourth down now and 2 yards to go for Tri-Valley at Granville's 30 at 1:19.
Yeah, well, I would think they're just going to probably give this one to Wade on fourth and 2. I think they're going to probably see, you know, what kind of look that Granville gives them on defense. I mean, if I was Tri-Valley, it's all up to, you know, how much cushion those receivers are getting. If you're getting, which I would think if you're Granville, knowing the situation on 2 yards, with just 2 yards to go here on fourth down, I would dare Tri-Valley to basically run the football here. Your defensive line has done a great job adjusting throughout this game. They've been able to hold their own. They've been able to hit Wade, you know, preventing him kind of, you know, doing some damage control for that first drive. So,
well, here we go. Fourth and 2 from the Granville 30. For Tri-Valley fans, come to their feet. Here's the handoff to Wade, and second effort, and then some, gets him the first down to the 25. Oh, sophomore.
Yeah.
Sophomore. Give him 6, first down. And he was stopped about
at the line.
At the line, and he just kept churning. So 1 minute to go, first and 10, Tri-Valley. Kirby is back in there now. And here's the handoff to Wade. He makes a nice cut, gets to the 20, down to 48 seconds left.
Yeah, now Tri-Valley, I think they're going to burn a timeout.
Yep.
time's starting to become an issue here of how they operate on offense, primarily run the football to 24 seconds. So may have to modify their approach a little bit, but got to be careful at the same time, right? Because Spike already threw that interception. You'd hate, you know, have this long developing drive and leave empty-handed right before halftime.
So you're at the 26-yard line. Check that, 21-yard line. So you're probably still out of field goal range, not knowing what LaMonica has, but that'd be a pretty big kick, I think, for him. We know Bodie could hit it from there. But I think you're going to have to probably go to the air to either LaMonica or, like you said earlier, a screen pass to Wade. 44 seconds. One timeout now as well.
I mean, I would just look for the screen passes. I mean, those defensive backs for Granville back off an additional few yards usually once the ball is snapped.
Spiker will get the play in here. He will put Wade on his right shoulder. He's got trips to the near side. One wide receiver here too. And it's going to be a quick throw and the catch made. Getting to the 10, getting inside the 10. Clock will stop at the 37-yard line. That's Gargas with his second catch. Now they'll move a little bit quicker. Clock starts back as they move the chains. 35 seconds, 34. Clock is moving. Trying to get the play in, down to 27 seconds. It is first and goal from just inside the 10. And here's Wade, and he will get to about the 7. You're going to have to use your last time out.
I'm not sure about that one. Yeah. I would have ran, another pass, another short pass screen or something.
Or there. You might as well spike it.
Spike it.
Spike it. I think that was a wasted down and a wasted timeout, really. So you're at the 7. It's second and goal and 17 seconds to go. Tri-Valley out of timeout. So if you run it here and you don't get to the house, half is over.
Right.
So I think you got to throw.
Yeah, you're forced to really take only end zone shots.
Yeah.
The
size of LaMonica, you could probably do a fade.
I was going to say, you do that here. See, I guess to see how much time you have left and if you even want to kick the field goal. Because if you get to a fourth down situation, I would not mind, or maybe even third down. It just depends, how confident you are in your field goal kicker. If you want to get those 3 points or if you want to go into the half, touchdown, I'd see if you like the look, right, like their previous screen pass, it looked like they had zone. They had 3 receivers, only 2 defensive backs matching up against them. If you get a similar look like that, I wouldn't mind them maybe trying to run another screen.
See what they do. They're going to do the fade to LaMonica. Too far, incomplete. Down to 13 seconds, and it's third and goal. Didn't have enough air under that one.
No.
Because he did get behind the defender, but, again, no chance to catch up to the ball. So it's third and goal from the 7. Spiker, now they've got time to work with since the clock is stopped. Plenty of time on the play clock at 15 seconds. LaMonica is to the far side, trips here to the near side on third and goal. Spiker will look to throw a pass across the middle, hit hard, and they're going to say it's caught. Clock's going to run out.
That's it. Yeah.
Clock is going to run out. They're trying to get it off, and they tried to spike it, but that was fourth down. That is crazy.
Could be.
I think he was down at about the 2.
Right.
But you go back to that running play where you had to use the timeout. You could have had it right there and decided. So the Granville defense comes up with a big-time stop at the end of this very, very exciting first half. The Blue Aces lead it at the break, 16-7. We'll recap the first half after this timeout as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial and dumpster services for your weekend and construction projects. So call Shackelford's Disposal at 740-366-0001, where you get the real deal. Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. V-E-R-S-O-V-A.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Lukehart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you'll receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system. Call Lukehart Heating and Cooling at 740-344-5497 and ask about rebates, or visit LukehartHeating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's comfort perfect. Ohio License 38151.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Lincoln County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Our halftime score, Granville 16, Tri-Valley 7. Let's pause for station identification. This is the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, Walter J. Hodges Stadium, and Granville, with 16 unanswered points, leads Tri-Valley 16-7 here at halftime. Tri-Valley got the ball first, and a very impressive 80-yard drive in 16 plays, capped off by a 2-yard touchdown run by Levi Wade after point good, 7-0. Granville got the ball, and they had a 3rd-and-7 and got a 7-yard pass complete to Jacob Culver. Then a 45-yard bomb a couple plays later, which set up a touchdown run by Kyle Kirby. Extra point no good. It was 7-6. Then an interception on the very next play by Austin Thompson of the Blue Aces secondary set up Kirby again with a touchdown run. Extra point was good, 13-7. Bodie Shopes added a 22-yard field goal. And then Tri-Valley drove down right before halftime, had a 3rd-and-goal from the 7. Pass to LaMonica was caught. He got to the 2, but they were out of timeouts and were not able to get the field goal unit on the field. And that's where we are, 16-7. So, you know, I like the way Granville's played. Tri-Valley tried to respond, but the Blue Ace is doing what they need to do. They've got a 9-point lead.
Yeah, and I think the way Granville has responded in this game is what's really impressed me, right? Because last time, you know, we saw this team kind of left a bad taste in everyone's mouth here, including us, right? I mean, that was the first time we really saw Granville be dominated, and then they lost a lot of players heading into this season, so I think we're both a little skeptical how they were going to look. But then we watched Tri-Valley march down the field at their own pace, draining most of that first quarter clock. And yeah, I started getting a little nervous over here. But then they respond with the touchdown. They force the interception. They were to force the interception into another 6 points. And then their defense was able to, I think, adjust and stop that running attack. I think that's been the most important part of this game, is that defense for Granville adjusting and, you know, halting that dominant rushing attack that Levi Wade had on that opening drive of the game. They've been able to neutralize that. He's been able to pick up some yards, but hasn't been nearly as consistent as it was in the opening drive. And then too, right at the end there, I mean, we were talking about it, right? You hand it off there on first and goal. You're forced to burn your timeout right there. I think you're kind of looking back, you're kind of kicking yourself, right? If you're Tri-Valley, why'd I burn my timeout right there? So we'll see, I mean, if that 3 points may decide this game. But Granville gets the ball to start off the second half. That could be a really big, you know, crucial drive. They're able to go down the field and score a touchdown. Kind of take some of the hope away on that Tri-Valley sideline.
And I think possessions, as they were in the first half, are going to be at a premium. Each team, I mean, Tri-Valley, you know, had an interception and then just couldn't do anything really after that fact except for that drive. But Granville had the ball three times, points on the board all three times. And I wouldn't expect more than probably 4 or 5 possessions in the second half, the way both teams want to control the line of scrimmage, want to control the clock. So if they are able to make it a 22-23, 24-7 ball game, I think that does put Tri-Valley big time behind the eight ball.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this opening drive for the Blue Aces and for the Scotties to see how they do on defense, because, yeah, their defense hasn't been able to stop Granville at all. I'm sure they're giving the short field on the second drive, but the opening drive, and also on that last drive, I mean, it was goal-to-go situation. They got it in a goal-to-go situation. They just weren't quite able to punch it in. So we'll see how Tri-Valley adjusts defensively. They need to, I think, figure out a way, I think, to just get some pressure on McMillan. McMillan, I think, is feeling really, really confident, right? This is just the second game, really, as a starter. He did start the Dover game last year in the playoffs.
But he wasn't ready.
Yeah, I don't really count that because he was kind of just thrown into the fire where he wasn't expecting to start that game. So I'd say,
hey, you haven't played all year. Let's start
in the playoffs, right? So that's a heck of a way to, you know, start your career in Granville. But, yeah, I mean, really, yeah, second game starting here for him this season. So I think, and he's having, I think, a lot of success. I gotta think he's having great confidence. So if you're Tri-Valley, I think you gotta do something to, you know, force a mistake by McMillan here, and remind your team, hey, this is just really the second game this guy's start at quarterback. Let's do something to rattle him.
16-7, Granville has the lead at halftime, and our halftime will now continue with Tonight in Ohio High School Football with Skip Mozick from the Ohio News Network.
Ohio News Network. This is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
And hi again, everyone. Welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Reports. There is a new type of football that's been sanctioned by the OHSAA beginning in the spring. We'll talk about that and more with Commissioner Doug Ute next on the Ohio News Network.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
Friday Night Under the Lights reminds us teamwork, dedication, and community start in our schools. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Winson, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we are proud to sponsor tonight's game and even prouder to support our public schools. Whether it's touchdowns or textbooks, success starts with a strong foundation. From the classroom to the end zone, we believe in every student's potential, because in Ohio, public education matters.
Does your family have your carpet a mess? It's time for a flooring makeover. Hello, I'm Charlie from Church Street Floor Coverings, and we're here to help find you the most family-friendly, durable floor coverings available. You can trust us with all of your floor covering needs. Stop in and check out the many products we have to offer. A free estimate will allow you to see how competitive we are. We're located across from Licking County Family YMCA, and be sure to tell them Charlie sent you.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Licking County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. MikesRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. MikesRoofing.net. And that is MikesRoofing.net.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by KSEP's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on K98.7.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids at Bex. They are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game, joined again this week by OHSAA Commissioner Doug Uten. Doug, tonight wanted to ask you about a different type of football, and that is flag football. The OHSAA will be sanctioning a state championship for girls flag football beginning next spring. Tell us how this all came about. I know it's something that the NFL has gotten behind, including here in Ohio with the Browns and Bengals.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been in conversation with Troy Vincent's staff at the NFL office and for the last couple of years, as well as the Browns and Bengals group, and certainly a push out of the office. And, you know, one would assume that they want to get more females involved because they're going to have children one day, and they want to, you know, that moms would allow their sons to play football and show them the advantage of the sport of football, those type of things. But for us, you know, we're always looking at, you know, and I tell our staff this, what's the next bowling? You know, bowling's been around for about 20 years, and it just shot out in participation, record numbers. You know, I mean, our participation in bowling is great. And you think about girls wrestling. Coming out of COVID, about 250 female wrestlers in Ohio. Now there's over 5,000. And so, you know, this is what flag football, particularly in Northeast Ohio, started with 20 schools, and they're up over 70 just in a couple years. And certainly the Columbus area is an untapped market for them, which the Browns and Bengals are going to concentrate a lot on, and with our help. And I really think if you look around the country at what some of the other states, Georgia's close to 500 schools doing it now. Mm. And so that opportunity for young ladies to participate in flag football is exciting for us to bring on. But it really, Skip, it really gets exciting when you talk to the young ladies who are doing it right now. There's so much energy in that group of athletes that have been doing this for a couple of years. It's fun to see. It's going to be fun to watch this spread.
Yeah, Doug, we saw some pictures from an event in Canton regarding this earlier this summer. Was it as well received as it appeared?
Yes, I'll tell you. There's about 40 young ladies, Skip, that I was talking with up there they were just so excited about you know, the growth of what they've seen, because some of these schools have been doing it for a couple of years, and they're excited that other schools around them are doing it, so that they can have that. And then, you know, they're really, the girls from Camp McKinley were so excited about, they're really trying to get to play their games in the Hall of Fame. And cool. I think that most likely will happen. And so they get treated like the boys, is what one of the girls said. But when you talk to them about the benefits of what they're doing, how fun it is for them, there's nothing better than to see the smiles on the faces and the energy that kids have and the passion for a sport. And that's certainly there with the girls' flag.
Well, Doug, last thing. Earlier this month, the OHSAA awarded $200,000 in scholarships. I wanted you to talk about that a little bit, as well as over $1 million donated to member schools to help assist with items needed for schools' athletic departments. I mean, you're an old school administrator. Tell us about that and what some of this money is going to be used for.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just to, you know, we're a nonprofit organization, Skip, that can't share in profits, but we can assist our schools with you know, their mission and our mission, and so you know, I've been an athletic director, and when you get a $1,200 check or a $2,000 check from the OHSAA to, you know, help offset the cost of providing sports to your school, you know, I'm sure that's welcomed. And we wrote 815 of those checks, $1,250 this year. Last year was a $2,000. But really what you had mentioned there, too, 200$1,000 scholarships out to our student athletes. It is a true scholar-athlete award. And so it's based on your academic performance in the classroom and athletic accomplishments. And so, you know, we're really excited to, you know, we've extended that from about 100, and at one time it was 120, then 160, and now 200 of those scholarships out. And it's really nice to be in a position to do that.
OHSAA Commissioner Doug Ute. Doug, we always appreciate your time. We'll touch base later in the season, okay?
All right, Skip. Appreciate all you do for high school athletics.
And we'll be back on the Ohio News Network.
Vex recognizes this week's player with heart, Reagan Schnipke from Elgin High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
I love being a part of a team where we can like work together in order to achieve our goals and win, obviously. I also like independent sports like cross country and track because they're individual and I like competing for myself.
Reagan brings that same winning attitude to FFA.
And I really like it, and I learn a lot, and it's a lot of good experience. Job interview taught me a bunch of stuff. And I'm also a student officer for FFA, and it's taught me a lot with public speaking.
And maybe the greatest lessons are learned in agriculture.
Agriculture has brought many aspects to my life. It has taught me that teamwork, hard work, responsibility, time management and determination is needed to succeed in life.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Football, flannels, and falling prices. Been waiting to upgrade your garage door? Get the deal of the year with Central Ohio Garage Door and the Clopay Fall Rebate Event for unbeatable savings now through October 31st. Up to $1,000 rebates on qualifying Clopay purchases. These are major discounts for a limited time only. Invest in your home's value and curb appeal. Call Central Ohio Garage Door, 20 Anthony Drive, Newark, off Mount Vernon Road, and online at centralohiogaragedoor.com.
Rent to Own opened its doors for the first time 40 years ago, and they're celebrating with a home run offer. $40 off your first month, plus $10 deals. Laptops, recliners, sofas, TVs, Apple Watches, and so much more. Rent to Own has exactly what you need, so celebrate with $40 off your first month, all month long at Rent to Own. Shop this deal before it's gone, in-store or online at r2o.com. That's the letter R, the number 2, and the letter O.com.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
This is ONN.
All right, thanks again to OHSAA Commissioner Doug Ute for joining us tonight. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Vex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling from the Ohio News Network.
Cooling season is upon us. Hi, this is Chase Houston from Houston Plumbing and Heating. Get the reliability and peace of mind that comes from a York Comfort System. With a full 10 years parts and labor warranty and 18 months to pay for it, get started with a free estimate by one of our comfort specialists. Houston Plumbing and Heating, your local York contractor. Call Houston's today at 740-763-3961, where one call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licky Memorial Health Systems on K98.7.
Getting ready to start the third quarter. Granville up over Tri-Valley 16-7. Some other scores from around the area. Shocker amongst shockers at the moment. Second half. Mount Vernon, 18. Newark, nothing. Garrett, take it away. I have nothing to say.
He's got to wait till the end of the game, I think, to reserve my judgment. But all I got to say is, haven't seen without looking at it, I would have to say that Newark may have walked into this one what I feared was going to happen against Licking Heights. Maybe, overconfident, you know, because they were just up 42-0 against Heights. You know, they've kind of had their way with Mount Vernon over the past couple years. They may have just came in that one, maybe underestimating their opponent, and now they're paying for it.
Let's see if they can rally. That really does surprise me. Another stunner, Danville. A lot of people think that the Danville football team has a great chance to make it probably to the even state semifinals in Division 7. The Utica Redskins are beating them 20-8. They were shut out by Centerburg last week, 34-0. And right now the Redskins up by 12 at 20-8. Amanda, Clear Creek, we said, had a 14-0 on Licking Valley. The Panthers have rallied, and that game is now 14-14 in the second half. Watkins Memorial, a team that we just kind of wondered, can they get over the hump? Can they have a couple things? They are pounding Sheridan right now, 21-0. So definitely some surprises. Johnstown has a 12-8 lead, 8-8 over Centerburg. So those are some of the scores we'll be keeping an eye on. But those scores and so much more will be coming up on the High School Football Scoreboard Show. Mark Bruce and Lee Waller, 9-11 tonight on our sister station T100. But the surprises continue in high school football. Right here, Granville, maybe a bit of a surprise. A lot of folks had Tri-Valley as the favorite coming in.
Yes.
Right now, the Blue Aces up 16-7. And as Garrett alluded to before the break, Blue Aces get the ball to start this third quarter. We always talk about how imperative that first drive is to start the second half. And really, they've got a chance to put the hammer down if they're able to do what they've done tonight, and that's have the ball and score.
Yeah, absolutely. Yet to punt so far here tonight. So I think, yeah, if you're Granville here, you got to act like this is a 0-0 ball game and just go down there, try to put the ball in the end zone, because, you know, getting a 23-24-7 lead will really hurt, I think, Tri-Valley's just morale over there, just the way that this game's been going. Possessions at a premium. Lots of time being wasted by both these teams. Both these teams like to assert their dominance on the line of scrimmage. The running game's a primary focus with both of these teams on offense. So if this first drive of the third of the second half, it always is important, but it really is important, especially in these close matchups when, you know, one possession. If Blue Aces can really go down and score here, I mean, it would really, I think, put a damper on things for Tri-Valley going the rest of the way.
Knowing that you could have closed at worst 6 points, but potentially just down to 2 at 16-14,
yep,
with a great drive near the end of the first half, but coming up a couple yards short with the clock running, unable to stop it, and that's why the 9-point lead remains here at halftime. All right, there is also a game tomorrow at noon over at the Shoe. College football underway, Ohio State and Texas. We'll have it right here for you on Kate 98.7. Buckeyes and Longhorns, of course, met in the national semifinals last year. A certain scoop and surf score took care of it from Captain Jack, and the Buckeyes win. Do they make it two straight over the Horns tomorrow?
They got to. They got to.
I hope you're right. And hopefully derail the Heisman run of a guy who's not even been officially a starter yet. But we'll see what Arch does in the horseshoe. Ohio State and Texas right here on your home for the Buckeyes, Kate 98.7. Blue Aces get it to start the third quarter, going right to left. Line drive kick will bounce at the 15-yard line. Culver picks it up, and he'll take it across the 30 in a pretty good return. And Granville will have good position to start this third quarter, up 16-7. They'll mark it at the 33-yard line.
Yeah.
First and 10 there.
Pretty decent field position for the Blue Aces to start off the second half. And like we're talking about, we'll see what Tri-Valley may adjust it on defense, because they couldn't stop this Granville offense at all in the first half. So they definitely needed to change something if they hope to make a comeback here in the second half.
So first and 10, Granville at their 33. Bossy goes in motion. Here's a handoff to Kirby on the right side. Pretty good hole across the 40. Breaks a couple of tackles, and we'll get to the 45. That'll be a 12-yard pickup on first down for the senior.
And a good start to this drive for the Blue Aces. Kyle Kirby, he's starting to get some momentum rolling. You can see his confidence building with each and every carry. And for Tri Valley, you just got to tack the legs when you're trying to bring him down, especially if you're just on a one-on-one situation with him. You just got to fully sell out and try to attack his legs and ankles if you hope to bring him down.
At the 44, first and 10, he'll get the handoff again. Good hole up the middle. Gets close to midfield, might be at the 49, but he's still going to pick up 5 yards. And we talk about that first half still. There were only two plays over 20 yards. Pass play to Culver for Granville of 45 and LaMonica's catch for 27. Otherwise, it's 4 yards, 5 yards, 6 yards, but nothing, no real explosive plays, but just doing what they needed to do, especially Granville. So they're going to mark it at the 48, so say it was a 4-yard pickup. McMillan to throw. He will fire, and a good catch and made. It's Culver, and talk about another cushion. He gets inside the 40-yard line. Got up a little bit slow, but I think he's okay, and it'll be a first down, Granville.
Yeah, Culver, I mean, just a great luxury to have here for this first-year starting quarterback, McMillan. I mean, just a safety net. You just throw the ball in the vicinity, and he's going to likely come down with the catch. He's just been great, especially here tonight, for the Blue Aces.
Two plays of over 10 yards to start this third quarter. One on the ground with Kirby. And now that pass play, McMillan will look to throw again. Fires across the middle. Culver wide open at the 20. Breaks one tackle at the 15. First down, Blue Aces. Late flag comes in as well. So we'll see what that's all about. But he was wide open in that zone.
Yeah, just found the soft spot in the zone. McMillan saw it and threw a bullet right to him. We'll see what this flag is. I would assume it's going against the Scotties.
And personal foul against Tri-Valley. Face mask. So that will mark it all the way down to the 6-yard line. So after a 24-yard pass play, now you tack on more yardage on the penalty, and Granville looking impressive to start this third quarter, first and goal at the 7. Kirby on the right shoulder of McMillan gets the handoff up the middle. Inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. The other thing I love about him, both hands around the ball. He's not fumbling.
Yeah, great ball security for him. And I mean, I don't think you probably just give it up to him here again on second down and goal. You're about 5 yards out. The way he's been running here in this opening drive here in the second half, yeah, I think you just got to keep feeding Kirby to try to get this one in the end zone.
Second and goal from the 4. He's on the right shoulder of McMillan. He'll get the toss to the right side, gets a good block, just shy of the goal line, down inside the 1. So 3 yards there. It's third and goal. One more time. Got to, right?
Yeah, you got. I think you just got to give it to him. I mean, what, 3rd and 2? They marking it to 2 there?
I think it looks like the 1 to me. I don't care where it is. Give him the ball.
Yeah. 1 or 2 yards. I don't think it's much of a difference. He's going to, I think, just give it up to him up the middle.
10 seconds on the play clock. He's on the right side of McMillan on 3rd and goal. Gets the handoff. Gets into the end zone. It's a house call. His 3rd of the night. And the Blue Aces now with 22 unanswered points have taken a 15-point lead with 8:50 remaining in this third quarter. Well, we wanted to see what they would do on that opening drive. Answer, touchdown.
Yeah, big opening drive there from Granville, and 2, it just looked easy. I mean, there wasn't much struggle going on that drive. Able to pick up little bits of chunk plays, too, on the ground, through the air, however they really wanted to do it. And now it puts a ton of pressure on Tri-Valley.
Shope's on for the extra point. Low snap, but it's handled. Kick on the way. Booms it through. 23-7, Granville up by 16. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Dutchess Convenience Stores, your one stop for
3. So call it a 2nd down and 7 from their 46. 2:10 third quarter. Both teams with touchdowns in this third quarter, but a two-point conversion by Tri-Valley has shaved the deficit at halftime from 9 to 8. They're at their 47, second and 7. Wideout split to each side. Spiker. Here's the pass. Caught by Dargos. Good again. Granville's tackling very well tonight. Gets to midfield, but it's one-on-one tackles, and if you're not making it, they're going to take it for deep, if not all the way to the end zone, and they're doing a really good job with tackling.
Yeah. Man coverage with those wide receiver screens usually leaves you out on an island. And, yeah, Granville, really no missed tackles tonight. They're doing a really good job tackling here in the open field, which has prevented any big plays from Tri-Valley.
Third and 5 from midfield. Another huge third down for both ball clubs here. With 1 minute to go, third quarter. Spiker to throw. Plenty of time. Looking over the middle. Too high. Incomplete. And again, good coverage that time by the Blue Aces. Gargos was wanting a flag, but that's not coming. So it's fourth down from midfield. Since we're in the third quarter, probably not going for it here. LaMonica is in punt formation, standing at his 36-yard line. Well, that was a big stop by Granville's defense.
I would say, too, for Granville. Look out for the fake here.
Garrett smells something.
No.
And a good kick that will bounce at the 10-yard line. Culver takes it to about the 15. So right now it looks like the right move with Granville deep in their own territory and 53 ticks remaining third quarter with the Blue Aces up 23-15. So both defenses coming up with stops after both teams had scored on possessions in quarter number 3. And we'll see what Granville does with their third possession of this third quarter.
Yeah, this is their worst starting field position of the night. And we'll see if Tri-Valley, I mean, the only reason I'd say they really got to stop on Granville is just because of that drop snap on first down.
McMillan looking, nobody open. Now he'll scramble for a bit and is able to get some positive yards up to the 17-yard line. Mount Vernon now leads Newark 24-7.
They're on the board.
They are on the board. Licking Valley now with a 21-14 lead over Amanda. Second down, 7 here for the Blue Aces. Could be the final play of the third quarter. We're down to 11 seconds. Hand off to Kirby. And he will struggle for a couple of yards, and it'll be another third down when we return. Stay with us. Fourth quarter, it's a good one. Granville up over Tri-Valley, 23-15, the high school football game of the week on Kate 98.7.
Proformance Archery is the archer's number one destination for equipment, supplies, and service. Whether you pull a traditional bow, a compound, or a crossbow, they have the selection, best prices, and experienced service you've been looking for. They carry brands like Matthews Point, Bowtech, Darton, Bear, Mission, Ten Point, and Raven. Plus, they have indoor and outdoor ranges to keep you on target. Proformance Archery, 2984 Mount Vernon Road, just 2 miles north of Newark on State Route 13.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Lincoln County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net, and that is Mike'sRoofing.net.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Granville up by 8 over Tri-Valley, 23-15. Third down and 7 for the Blue Aces. from their 20-yard line. They had scored 23 unanswered after Tri Valley opened the scoring. But the Scotties getting a touchdown and two-point conversion have cut it to 8. McMillan to throw. Fires over the middle. Incomplete. Knocked away. He was looking for Culver. Good coverage. And it will be fourth down. So back-to-back, three and outs for the Blue Aces after they had not been stopped the first four times they had the ball.
Well, that time Tri Valley only had a three-man rush, and they got pressure on McMillan, so that was just not a great job by that Granville offensive line. I'm sure McMillan was hoping for maybe an extra second or two to go through his reads. Had to force that one because the pressure is coming after him.
Chopes standing at his six-yard line. LaMonica back at the Scotties 40. Snap, kicks away. End over end will bounce at the 40, inside the 40. Boy, and one of the Scotty players was coming down. He was pretty close to touching that. He had no idea. It'll be at the 37, and that's where it's down. So Scotty's with pretty good field position. Down by 8 at 11:44.
Yeah,
a lot of time left, but this is a key drive.
Yeah, you would think. I was going to say, if you're Tri-Valley, you know, being down by 8, yes, it technically is one possession, but I would just plan on scoring two times because you have to score two times anyways to take the lead.
To win, yeah.
And just to be safe, yeah, you just plan on scoring two times if you're Tri-Valley.
Wade breaks two tackles, squirms forward across the 40 to about the 42. Everything has been really hard-earned for Levi Wade since that opening possession. They're actually going to mark it at the 40, so call it a second and 7. The 5 and 6 yards now have become 2 and 3 yard gains.
All right. Which is for Spiker and more passing situations as well in this second half.
Second and 7. And Spiker will toss it to Wade. And not much there. Granville, good speed on defense. Rallied to the ball that time, and it's another third and long here. I mean, that's a better spot than I thought. Wow.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Well, it's maybe third and 5. Huh. Okay. Two wideouts to each side on this third down. 10.5 remains fourth quarter. Granville up by 8. LaMonica's been quiet catching the ball in the second half. I think he's got one in the second half. Spiker, he's looking that direction. Nobody open. Now he's going to try and take off. Kirby's going to get him at the 42. Oh, the speed by Kyle Kirby prevented that. If he's not there, he's probably to midfield with a first down. But Kirby from his linebacker spot came in and drilled him.
Yeah, that's just a great play by a great player that time. Kyle Kirby kind of spying on Spiker that time. Nothing down the field. Spiker thought he could run for it, but Kirby was there to meet him right at the line of scrimmage.
Special, special player. And the motor never stops.
Nope.
Never stops. LaMonica now set to punt. Gets it at his 30. Not a great kick, but it does take a Tri-Valley bounce, and Culver will field it at the 32. And that's where Granville will have it at 9:29. So all of a sudden, the defenses have come and shown up. It was back and forth. Offense is getting it done, but now we've had, is that 4 straight possessions?
I think so, yeah. It's kind of how it goes, though. You know, you feel like you get the most of the scoring there in the first half. Defenses start to settle in the second half. Third and fourth quarter points are harder to come by, and that's what we're getting here in this game. And it kind of feels like, you know, Granville is just a brilliant score away, I think, from sealing this game.
Toss to Kirby, 32, 35, 40, 44-yard line. Flag comes in late. Are we going to have a hold? It's pointing towards Granville, so nullify that first down pickup. Guessing it's going to be a hold. And it is.
It's looking like a...
They have not had many penalties tonight, but that's the second holding penalty. So it will be from where it occurred. So it's going to be not like first and 20. We're looking at first and 10. So deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra once said.
Yeah.
9-17. Fourth quarter. Granville holding on to an 8-point lead. McMillan, handoff, Kirby. Hit at the line of scrimmage and goes down right there.
Yeah, that time Tri-Valley was ready for it. They did a lot better job shedding through that offensive line and dropping Kirby right at the line of scrimmage. So the goal is to force
Granville to pass. We got another equipment issue. On the Tri-Valley side. So you have to take somebody out. Why don't you bring in Levi Wade? Why not? Second down, 10. McMillan to throw. Pretty good protection. Catch made by Culver, but he is hit right at the line of scrimmage. Boy, these defenses are playing something special.
Yeah, this, that everyone off the snap, I feel like, just for Tri-Valley that time, just was ready to go. They knew what was coming, and they executed it. They're forcing McMillan to make a throw downfield if he wants to pick up this first down. He's proven he's been able to do it in this game. He just got to get the right read here, and I would look for Jacob Culver. He's been your man all night long. Try to get him one-on-one coverage on third down.
It is third and 10. McMillan rolls out looking. Culver breaks free and gets the first down to the 45. Came back to the football and got 12 yards. Huge pickup for the Blue Aces.
Yeah, just a little curl route that time from Culver. Turned around, ball was right where it needed to be. Culver got the separation. And that's been the connection all night long, and it comes up big for a big third down.
So the drive stays alive at 7:38, fourth quarter. Granville up by 8. Here's the handoff to Kirby. Touch back inside. Gets to midfield into Tri-Valley territory. And Garrett, I think like that first drive for Granville in the first half with a third down pickup, this third down pickup might make the difference.
Well, I want to say it was pretty much almost the same exact play on that opening third down conversion. It's a comeback route, little curl comeback route for Culver he found. And that's a play that he just found Culver for the first down. So we'll see if they can reach the end zone like they did on their opening offensive possession.
Second and 4 from the Scotties 49. McMillan, fake handoff, looks. Pass deflected at the line of scrimmage, or else Culver would have had another catch. But now the clock stops at 6:56, and it's third down. Let's pause for station identification. This is the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle from Walter J. Hodges Stadium at Granville High School. It's third down for the Blue Aces. They give it off to Kirby. He gets the first down and more. 40, 35 down to the 31-yard line. Another huge third down pickup. And you go to your main man, and he picks up the first down at 6:49, fourth quarter. Not going to be denied.
No. And that was a good job by that offensive line. You don't need to create a lot of space for Kirby. You just need really to get him a small gap. He'll identify it. He'll run through it. Once he gets a head of steam going, I mean, he's going to plow through at least one defender. So if you're going to want to tackle him, you're going to want to bring at least one of your buddies with you. Try to take him down.
31-yard line. Kirby, 30, 25, 20. Another first down. Here comes the Punisher. Back-to-back huge runs for Kyle Kirby. And he's talked about it in the offseason. It's my senior year. I just could not stand how that season ended last year and him being with the injuries. He is making the most of his senior campaign. And you know who you have to stop for Granville, but being able to is a whole different part of him. 6 minutes remain. First and 10 at the 16 of Tri-Valley. Granville up by 8. Kirby again. 15. 10. 5. Head down and house call, Granville. He just put his team on his back and said, enough is enough. It's time for me to score his fourth touchdown of the night. And it's the Blue Aces now up by a score of 29-15.
Yeah, that's back-to-back four touchdown performances for Kyle Kirby. And I mean, I think it's pretty clear that he is he's going to be the point of emphasis going forward on this offense, and two, you have to look out for him on defense.
Yeah, you can't escape him. Chopes on for the extra point. Snap, again a low one, but it's down, kick is good. 5:51, fourth quarter, Granville up 30-15. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Score big on Football Friday Night at Widener's Corner Grill and Pub. Located at the intersection of Routes 37 and 256, just 8 miles south of I-70. Best breakfast around 6 a.m. daily. Fuel up with our delicious pizza, wings, and the famous Andy the Bear Burger. Enjoy daily and nightly specials before or after the game. Heading to Buckeye Lake? Swing by our drive-thru for bait, beverages, and more. Join us at Widener's Corner for a winning night.
This is Chris from KSEP's Auto Body. Unfortunately, if you are involved in an accident and you make an insurance claim, you may say, hey, I want to go to KSEP's. The bill payer may have some opinions about us. They may tell you some things that aren't necessarily true. Ultimately, we have one boss. We want to serve you as the customer, and we want to do that in the best way we can. Come meet us. Get your own opinions about us. I think that you're going to trust us, and you'll be glad you did. KSEP's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEP's, quality you can trust.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Linky Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Good coverage by the Granville kickoff team, and the Scotties will get back just shy of the 20-yard line at the 19. But with just 5:41 remaining in this fourth quarter, it's now a two-score lead for Granville with Kyle Kirby with huge back-to-back-to-back runs, including that last one of 16 yards to the house, and now Granville in a little bit more of a comfort zone.
Yeah, and time is definitely a factor now. Just 5:41 to go with how Tri-Valley operates on offense. They're going to have to start to play with a little bit more tempo on this drive if they hope to score and get the ball back with enough time to try to go down the field once again.
Trips to the near side and two wideouts to the far side on first and 10. Spiker in trouble, eludes one man. He'll get to the 15, 20, and now fires, and a great catch by LaMonica, and they're going to say he's in bounds, but I think Spiker might have been beyond the line of scrimmage. What a catch by LaMonica along the sidelines, but I think it's going to be for naught. They're having a discussion, three officials, and they're still there. They're going to talk to Coach Hinton, and the ball's coming back. He had started to take off, then he decided to throw to LaMonica, and I think it was at the 20-yard line. So that will be an illegal forward pass. Wow.
Yeah, that's a killer because that was one of the greatest catches we've ever seen. I mean, he threw it up only where LaMonica could grab it and somehow got a foot in.
So that is a loss of down and a 5-yard penalty. So you go from a first and 10 at about your 40 to now second and 15 from your 13-yard line. Ouch. What a catch, though. He's pretty good. He is pretty good. Here's a little screen to Wade, and he's making something happen. Gets across the 20 up to about the 24, and now we have another flag that comes in. We'll see what that one's all about.
Yeah, this is we'll see who it's against, because if this is against Tri-Valley, I mean, this would be an absolute killer.
Well,
Well, no. It's against Granville. They're marking it off, and they're marking off 15 yards up to the 35. Face mask against the Blue Aces. So they're about where LaMonica caught it.
Right.
If you look at it that way, it's first and 10 from the 39-yard line of the Scotties at 5:22. So they've gotten that back and a little bit more. Trips to the far side on this first and 10. Spiker, quick throw. Skargoss, 40, 45, up to about the 46. So they are playing with a little bit more tempo now, and they have all three of their timeouts as well. Now trips come to the near side on this second down and 4. And now, again, they'll look for the play from the sidelines.
Yeah.
You're at 4:45 now, and you're down by 2 scores.
Yeah, you can't really continue to use that.
Spiker looking, screen to Wade. 45 midfield, 45 of Granville, down to the 40-yard line. I like that kid.
Yeah, he's got a good motor. It feels like his acceleration is like that. He only needs a few yards. I mean, he's at max speed, it feels like.
At Granville's 40, it's first and 10, Tri-Valley, trailing 30-15 to the Blue Aces. 4:20 remains in the contest. Spiker, quick throw out to Gargos. 35. Ooh, he's hit right there. Nice tackle by Bossy once again. I know I said it earlier, but really like the tackling tonight of the Blue Aces. 4-yard pickup, second down and 6. Under 4 to play, fourth quarter.
Yeah, we'll see if they can get this off here relatively quick. Nope, and I look at the sideline again. Mm. This is, it's just killing, 5-10 seconds of play.
Every time. Spiker to throw. Time fires. Almost intercepted. Led his receiver too much on that play, and the pass knocked away. I think it was Bossy who had a chance for an interception, but it falls to the turf. Clock will stop at 3:40, but it's third down. Obviously, four down territory, trailing by 15.
Yeah, I would throw 50-50 ball to LaMonica because, odds are he's got a pretty good chance of getting it. You throw it where only he can get it because he is 6'4", and does have that leaping ability to kind of raise above everybody else on that Granville defense. Just got to try to identify him, see if he gets in one-on-one coverage because it seems like he's been getting some more attention lately.
And now they've got to use a timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:40 remains fourth quarter, 30-15. Granville leads it. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Tired of door knockers and nonstop calls from out-of-town roofing and siding companies? You don't need strangers climbing on your roof. You need the trusted local experts. Call Mike's Roofing, serving Lincoln County for 30 years, voted best of the best in roofing and siding 5 years in a row. Mike'sRoofing.net. We handle it all from storm damage assessments to working directly with your insurance. We know the process, and we'll get it done right. If it's broken, we can fix it. Let us take care of your home like our own. Mike'sRoofing.net. And that is Mike's Roofing.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Trillium Farms, here on Kate 98.7.
As we return, penalty against Tri-Valley now makes it third down and 11 from the Blue Aces 41-yard line. Granville up 30-15. Spiker to throw. Good protection. Now he's running. He's at the 40, 35, 30, and we'll see where they mark it. I thought he was a little bit short unless he was able to stretch the football out.
He tried to stretch it at the end there, but I think it
Yep, it's going to be short. Yep. Fourth and about a half a yard, 3:29. Now they're down to two timeouts. Obviously going for it here. See if they hand it off to Wade or throw it on fourth and less than a yard. Low snap. Wade gets it, and he will push forward for the first down to keep the drive alive. So the clock will stop as they set the chains. They'll put it at the 29-yard line, and the clock starts right now. Trips to the near side, and that... We're now at 15 seconds since they got that first down. Spiker to throw. He's got a man open.
Open.
Oh. Incomplete. Tough to overthrow LaMonica, but he did that time. Incomplete. Yeah. Second down and 10.
Yeah, I try to target LaMonica here. I mean, you really can't run the ball just with how much time is left. Unless you get really desperate. You got to do what you got to do to at least put the ball in the end zone on this possession or the game's over. But you got to, I would try to target LaMonica, but it seems like Granville knows that they're trying to target LaMonica. So you could use him as a decoy, maybe free up another one of your receivers.
They are down to 5 seconds on the play clock here. They got to go. LaMonica. He's running out. Spiker looking for him. Now the catch is made, but it is short of the first down by... Let's see who that was, Clapper. And it's going to be third and three, 2:45 left.
Man tackled in bounds, so the clock keeps on running.
Yep. Third down, three. Down to 2:35. Spiker. Hand off to Wade, 20. 15, takes it to the 10, puts his head down, and gets all the way to the 5-yard line. No quit in that kid.
I think Granville was just kind of shocked they decided to hand it off there. And also we got a Granville player down on the field.
And they will stop with 2:28. It'll be first and goal for Tri-Valley once we resume play. And Granville up 30-15 at 2:28. I did not see who it was. Okay, now he's up.
May have been a cramp.
Well, it's not like we haven't seen that before. All right, everybody's okay. We're good to go. First and goal at the 5, and again, the clock will start once the official blows his whistle. 2:28, 30-15. First and goal, Tri-Valley at the Blue Aces 5. Spiker gets the snap, handoff. Nope, he's going to fake it. He's rolling out, looking, and touchdown, Gargos in the back of the end zone. Tri-Valley right back to within a one score. If they are able to, well, even if they kick the extra
right.
point, it would still be 8 points. So
which,
I'm assuming they'll just kick the extra point.
Right. I would kick it. But
it looks like they're going for two. No.
Yeah, I would save the theatrics till till the end because you don't want to.
No, they're going for two, Garrett.
Well, you don't want to end it, but end the game for, you know, you have to here.
Yeah.
If you don't get it, it's right. What's your defense will lose, I feel like, any hope, really. But
this is the game.
This is the game.
Going for two. Spiker looking, fires across the middle, and it's knocked away. Bossy knocks it away. And so it's a 9-point game with 2:20 to go. Bossy just made the play of the game.
Yeah.
Great play. I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, you're going to have to go for it, but you don't. In my opinion, I would wait until the second touchdown, right? Because it's still technically one possession, 8 points. Because if you go for it and that happens, then it's like, well, the game's over now, right? Because it's a two-possession game.
You have to get an onside twice now. And you've only got two timeouts.
At least once. They have two timeouts. Unless they stop. Unless they make Granville go three and out.
Yeah, but you still have to get the ball back, so you got to get two onside.
Well, if they score a touchdown, so if you stop Granville, three and out.
No,
touchdown.
No, because you're not going to stop them three and out.
If they stop them three and out, right?
You have to go for the onside.
Oh, yeah, you pretty much have to go for the onside.
He's trying to make me think. It's too late in the night to make me think. LaMonica will tee it up, and they are setting up for the onside, which I don't understand that new NFL rule either. We're going to let you know we got to do an onside.
Yeah, then what was it? What Super Bowl is it? Saints, Colts, the surprise onside?
Yeah, to start the second half.
That
wouldn't
have worked then.
You're absolutely
if they knew
right.
It was coming, right?
So. Yeah. So true.
Then the genius Sean Payton wouldn't be called a genius. Insert sarcasm. Here comes the onside kick. Good high bounce. And I believe Granville did recover it, and they do.
Yeah, so pretty much one first down to end it.
Yep. 2:18. Blue Aces will have it at their 47-yard line. Up by 9, 30-21. Again, Tri-Valley with two timeouts remaining. And I would assume Kyle Kirby once, Kyle Kirby twice, and we'll see where we're at.
Yeah, sounds like a good start there for Greenville.
McMillan in the gun. He's got Kirby on his right shoulder, and he will get the handoff and breaks two tackles and will get across midfield to the Tri-Valley 47. Timeout by the Scotties there at 2:07 left. But now it's 2nd and 6, so that's a good solid pickup on first down when you're just trying to run out the clock.
Yeah, it's been the Kyle Kirby show here in the second half. And, I mean, it's looking like you'll probably be able to pick up this third down. If not on this down, on the next, on the third down. But it'll be very, very difficult for Tri-Valley to get off the field here just three downs.
30-21, Granville by 9. And you really want to see how much your team progresses from week 1 to week 2. And it was just a kind of a win over Marion Franklin.
Right.
More impressed this week.
Definitely. They didn't really have a clear quarterback right after that Marion Franklin game.
Right.
Heading into this one, and I'd say after this game, you've got your quarterback, I think, the rest of the season with McMillan. I think he's the clear number one. It's a big game for him. All these quarterbacks.
Well, he's just been steady.
Right.
I mean, he's really just been, and we have seen our share of great Granville quarterbacks, and you know, maybe this is going to be a little bit different this year around because you don't have maybe as many weapons. Now, you've got a stud in the backfield. We know that. And everyone's going to be keying on him. So when you need him to throw, which tonight they've needed him to throw on some third downs, he's been great. And I think if you can have that delivered, that's going to make this Granville team very, very solid because they are going to get better as the season goes on. And it's going to be... Yeah, I'm going to say this in week 2. It's going to be like it is always year. That Granville Valley game will probably decide the lead. Week 8.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both teams will be ready and in good shape by that. It's 3rd down and 3 from the 46. Kyle Kirby gets the handoff. Boy, that's close.
Short.
I think he's a half yard short. Maybe even a full yard short. So, 1:47 and the clock is running as Tri-Valley is out of timeouts. Now, Coach, do you go for it on 4th and 1? Because they're out of timeouts, and you know he can probably pick it up. They're lining up here to go for it.
He's at least going to try to make him jump, which he does.
And he does. Ball game. That will do it. What a job. We talked about him being heady. He just made a heady play. Jackson McMillan, 5-yard penalty. And now they can go to victory formation, and this game is over. What a call. Yep, they made him jump. So, clock will run at 124. Couple snaps, and that should do it.
Mm. Yeah, it's a tough way to lose this one for Tri-Valley, but a very impressive win for Granville. A very impressive game, too, for McMillan. And we're saying, you know, obviously Kirby's going to be the focal point of this offense. But opening drive, Kirby wasn't able to get much success on the ground. McMillan had to kind of spark this offense with his arm. So when called upon, that's going to be the keys, right, to their games going forward, their tough games going forward. Like you said, like you mentioned, especially against Licking Valley, McMillan is going to be forced to throw. And like tonight, if he does make the throws, they will be able to win.
That's the final kneel down as we're under 30 seconds. Granville victorious. They move to 2-0 on the season with a hard-fought victory over the Tri-Valley Scotties here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium. The Blue Aces victorious 30-21. We'll recap it after this timeout. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling, your local Premier Armstrong dealer. We're family-owned, and for over 10 years, we've been proudly serving Licking County and the surrounding area. Need a new system? We offer free consultations for equipment replacement. Have an older unit? We service all makes and models to keep you comfortable year-round. And with energy prices going up, now's the perfect time to make sure your system's running at peak efficiency so you can save on those electric bills. Elliott Heating and Cooling, keeping you comfortable and your costs low in every season. Visit our website today, ElliottHeating.com.
This is Chris from KSEP's Auto Body. Unfortunately, if you are involved in an accident and you make an insurance claim, you may say, hey, I want to go to KSEP's. The bill payer may have some opinions about us. They may tell you some things that aren't necessarily true. Ultimately, we have one boss. We want to serve you as the customer, and we want to do that in the best way we can. Come meet us. Get your own opinions about us. I think that you're going to trust us, and you'll be glad you did. KSEP's Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-seps.com.
KSEP's, quality you can trust.
At the Energy Cooperative, our propane members enjoy clean fuel, competitive rates, and a dependable supply all from a trusted local provider. Whether you need metered service or bulk delivery for your home, business, or farm, we've got you covered. Right now, take advantage of introductory rates as low as $1.69 per gallon. Visit myenergycoop.com/propane or call us at 740-344-2102 to learn more. The Energy Cooperative, safe, reliable, trusted, local. Cool.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald from McMillan Dental. How important is your smile? For millions, it's not just about looks. It's about eating, speaking, and just being yourself. Missing teeth or uncomfortable dentures don't just affect your mouth. They affect your mental health, your nutrition, your social life, and self-esteem. But there's a solution. Dental implants. The closest thing to natural teeth. They preserve bone, support facial structure, and don't slip like dentures. Call us today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at McMillanDental.com.
Your college experience should be built just for you, supporting everything you value most. That's why Ohio University delivers the high-quality education we're known for right here on our Zanesville campus. Whether you're a full-time student or working full-time, Ohio's affordable, flexible degrees are always in demand in our community and can take you anywhere. Earn a degree in your own backyard on your own terms and move your career and your community forever forward. Learn more at ohio.edu/Zanesville.
Trillium Farms, one of the leading egg producers in the country, located near Johnstown, is hiring. If you're looking for a flexible, friendly, team-oriented work environment, we want you on our team. We're hiring maintenance technicians with industrial or agriculture backgrounds. Pay is $22.50 to $30 an hour based on experience with a very competitive benefits package. View our current job openings or apply online at versova.com. VERSOVA.com. Trillium Farms is an equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to high school football. Brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Good one here at Walter J. Hodges Stadium. Granville moves to 2-0 with a 30-21 win over Tri-Valley. Scotty's got the ball to start this ball game and took it down the field, a 16-play, 80-yard drive, and led 7-0. The Blue Aces came right back, got a touchdown run from Kyle Kirby, which would be the norm for the rest of the evening. The extra point was no good. It was 7-6. Then an interception, only turnover of the game. Austin Thompson got it for the Blue Aces. Kirby, another score. Extra point good, 13-7. Bodie Shopes adds a field goal. It was 16-7 at halftime. Blue Aces got the ball to start the third quarter. Very strong drive down the field. Kirby, another touchdown. It was 23-7 and was looking all Granville. But the Scotties came back and got to within 23-15 with a touchdown and two-point conversion. And then defenses showed up. About six straight possessions. No offense could move on either side. But then Kyle Kirby said, time for me to take over. Three times plus 10 yardage, including the final 16-yard scamper into the end zone. Extra point good. Scotties score late, but the final 30-21. I'm liking this Blue Aces ball club.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans and a lot of people are just kind of skeptical heading into this one. And I'd say it's safe to say that people kind of were thinking Tri-Valley was the favorite in this one. I like to point out, I did predict Granville is going to win on the pregame.
You did.
So
you did.
I lean Granville just because they're always a safe pick. They've been dominant, but they also were going against a very dominant team in Tri-Valley. But it was just, you know, the whole team was basically gone from last year, right? Very few players remained from that Granville team from last year, but it's those few that remain that stand out. Kyle Kirby and Jacob Culver were big tonight, and Kirby on both sides of the ball. There was points in that fourth quarter where it was just a one-possession game. Tri-Valley was thinking about, you know, were they thinking about getting back in the game or not. Spiker had a chance to scramble. Kirby stopped him in his tracks. That's one play that really stood out to me in the fourth quarter for this Granville defense. And it seemed like they just had answers for one another. And I feel like what really separated this game was just that interception thrown by Spiker in the second quarter. Thompson was able to intercept that. Granville able to turn that into points. Then as well as the possession right before halftime for Tri-Valley. It was a goal to go. Well, I think only about 17 seconds, had no timeouts left, and they left empty-handed. I think getting a field goal there goes a long way in this game, but ultimately, Granville held on. They were able to just weather the storm in the second half. They were able to, you know, respond blow for blow with Tri-Valley, and it looks like the Blue Aces have another solid team on their hands.
I think so, and this team, again, will improve as they go. But when you've got the leadership, even though it might be a small senior class and not a lot of guys that have seen playing time, but you never want to be that program that says, oh, we're the ones that it kind of fell off a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you can see they've got the heart saying it's not going to be us. Again, long way to go. We're just two games into the season, but you want to see improvement. They did improve from week one to week two. Credit to Tri-Valley. They could have folded up when it was 23-7, but they didn't. They played hard as well. They're going to be tough in the MVL, but tonight it was Granville. They did a hard-fought victory, 30-21. Back to wrap it up after this timeout on the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licking Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Hope you can join us Tuesday for our next edition of the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark. We'll be featuring the Lakewood Lancers on Tuesday night at 6:30. Please feel free to stop on in. or join us here on Kate 98.7. Our next game of the week, next Friday night at Randy Boffman Stadium, as the unbeaten Licking Valley Panthers host the Silver Knights of Bishop Reedy from Columbus. Pre-game at 6:45, kickoff at 7 p.m. Thanks to CJ and Steve back at the station, doing a great job as always. For Garrett Wandle, this is Brian Mays. Again, your final score from Granville: the Blue Aces victorious over the Tri-Valley Scotties, 30-21. Have a great rest of your Friday and Labor Day weekend. Stay safe, everybody. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This has been High School Football on Kate 98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, Kaseps Auto Body and Service Center, Trillium Farms, Mike's Roofing, and Wind Waste Innovations.